Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an episode in the life of Jesus where he expressed his compassion for a crowd that was following him. We read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their home, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. I have compassion on this crowd." Jesus had become so popular that his words brought such comfort to the people. And his words were so powerful that it was effecting healing. Anybody who was sick with any sorts of illness came to him and were healed. People with broken hearts, people with broken families and broken lives came to him and they were all made whole, healed. So day after day, crowds came, bigger and bigger crowds. Now at this particular day, Jesus saw a huge crowd that was following him, not for 1 or 2 days, but 3 days. And it's time to send them away. And before he sends them away, he tells the disciples, "I feel compassion." That is one particular characteristic of Jesus, compassion. The word used for compassion is rahama in Hebrew. And this comes from the root rechem, meaning the mother's womb. It is the motherly feeling of compassion, of love, tenderness to the child that is in her womb. Here we experience, we see God's concern and care. Jesus is an incarnation of God's compassion. And this is one motive, one feeling that motivated most of the activities of Jesus. I feel compassion. Not for the crowd as a whole. Jesus feels compassion for each individual. He knows each one. He knows each one by their needs, what each one desires, each one needs. If they are sick, if they are disappointed, if they are sad, if they are happy, whatever is the need of the individual, Jesus knows, and he wants to take care of them. I feel compassion. And Jesus speaks to them about the Father. The compassion of Jesus becomes visible, sensible in his words. He spoke about God and his kingdom in a way that was totally different from the teachings of the Pharisees and lawyers and leaders of the Jews. Nobody spoke like him before. Nobody spoke about God as Jesus did. Because Jesus was speaking about God as the Father who cares, the Father who loves, the Father of compassion and mercy, the Father of forgiveness, the Father who is waiting for the prodigal son to return, the Father who is going after the strayed sheep. So this is God of Jesus. And that compassion is somehow becoming manifest in all his deeds, in his healings, in his forgiving, and his care and concern for each individual. Today also, Jesus cares. His compassion comes to us. He knows each one of us, you and me, by name, by our need, by our origin. He knows exactly where we are, exactly what we are in need of. He has compassion. That's what motivates him. He doesn't hate. He's not angry with us. Even when we commit sin, even when we go astray, he is sad that we perish. And his compassion comes out in search of us. So let us not be disappointed. And let us not disappoint the Lord who is compassionate. He wants this compassion to be manifested, to be continued throughout the ages. We who feel and experience his compassion should also be ready to give this compassion to others. Be merciful, Jesus said, as your heavenly Father is merciful. Be perfect, it's in the Gospel of Matthew, it is that be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And that perfection is in compassion. That's why in Luke 3, chapter 6, verse 36, it is said, be compassionate as your heavenly Father is compassionate. Jesus has also promised, blessed are the merciful because they will receive mercy. So let us believe in his compassion and let us be compassionate to each other. Amen.